You do realize, don't you, that the jury is completely viewable to the defendant, who is a murderer. It is not just that jurors' identity is so readily accessible to a murderer and his allies. The courts do not give any protection to jurors, who I think, in the case of violent deeds or murder, should sit behind a one-way mirror that the defendant may never lay eyes on any juror. Nor do they give counseling to recover from the trauma of such a case. There is also the matter of my becoming vulnerable to prejudice in describing my life, which is required during the selection process, in front of everyone. I don't have a doctor's excuse to keep me from being forced to serve. I'm mentally disabled, yet I do all these great things on behalf of gay rights. If the judge is narrow-minded, and in these draconic times that is quite possible, he could consider my description contempt of court, or decide lefties like me need to be taught a lesson, and I will have to serve no matter what. Some jurors who resent being taken from their work and possibly losing their job or housing in these most difficult economic times as a result could be very resentful toward me, an upstart faggot living on disability, doing whatever the hell he wants. So, in addition to the possibility of the murderer's allies bumping me off, 'cause I'm a juror, I am liable to hateful retaliation from one or more jurors, and even the judge himself. And should I be forced to serve, here are two likely outcomes, typical of my experiences when caught in difficult straits. 1. All evidence is circumstantial and quite flimsy, at least in my view, my estimation. But all the other jurors want to charge him with murder. They are short-sighted and don't give a damn if they might be sentencing an innocent person. Well, knowing myself, I will never budge, and that could just create enmity and incredible stress and possibly juror/judge vendetta against me. Or, 2, the jurors could be so frightened of being bumped off by the defendant's allies that they just want to see him as totally innocent, no matter how credible the circumstantial evidence. Once more, I will stand my ground and oppose all the other jurors because I am sure that he is guilty. Another ugly situation for moi.